Lila Nishmas of Kleinemus Kamash Ben Rabbi Melech. Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ad Emas Achoshin, Bistei Halovin, Erev Shvius. Up until when is a person still allowed to plow his grain field the year before Shemitah? So as we said earlier, the Stei Lovin is a grain field that has either grain or kidneys, but no trees. And it's called the Stei Lovin, like Taisus Antif here again brings, that there's no shade. So it's called white from the sun. Or also he brings, I believe it's the Rosh that says this too, that we had in Peah, when grain ripens, it becomes whiter. So that's why it's called the Stei Lovin. So either way, how long can you do it? Achatichla Halecha. Until the moisture from the field evaporates and is no longer there. So we're talking about, the Rav explains, the moisture that's from the rain, from the rainy season. And the Mishnah further defines, when is that actually? So it's the whole time that people are still plowing to plant melons and gourds. And the Rav says, but from after that time, it's going to look like you're preparing the field for Shvius. Now the plowing that we're dealing with here in this Stei Tvua is specifically for what's going to grow afterwards. Differently than the plowings that we had earlier was for already existing trees. The Mishnah Rishayna writes here that according to this Tanakama, it's toloi in the zman of gourds and melons because these things grow very quickly. Like the Gemara says in Babasa, Cheskes Abatim, that vegetables and things like that grow every 30 days. So the reason is that even in a Stei Tvua, in a field of grain, you're allowed to plow because people will look and they will think that you're just plowing to grow something that can grow in 30 days and you can still eat it that year. So they won't think that you're growing for Shemitah. Mashenkin, if you're a field of Ilanos, you're not going to be able to do that because people don't grow vegetables and gourds and melons in a field that has trees in it. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Nasata teras kol echad v'echad biyado. How can you possibly say that this is the time? Because each person is going to say, they're going to have a different time. One's going to say, oh no, my field still has moisture. And the other one's going to say, my still has moisture as well. And they're going to just decide of when they each can plow. And it's not a uniform halacha. And then when you don't have uniformity, you have chaos. And it ends up being no halacha. So Rabbi Shimon says, Elo b'stei halovin ara pesach. U'v'stei ha'ilon ara tzeres. Like we brought earlier, by stei halovin, it's until Pesach. And a Stei Lovin, it's earlier than a Stei Ilan because a Stei Lovin, a grain field, needs to have more moisture in it that it should be able to continuously be able, after you plow it, to grow something afterwards. So that's why it's an earlier time in the year. It needs more moisture in the ground. But a Stei Ilan, that's already been planted. The Ilan's already there. So you don't need as much moisture in the ground. And the plowing was specifically that the rainwater should go deep, deep into the ground. So therefore, they did it up until Shavuos. However, the Rav reminds us, all this, at least this Mishnah also, is Dechuyos. It doesn't apply anymore because Rav Gamliel was Mevatel these two times of the year, Shavuos and Pesach, regarding Tosefes Shvius. And according to Rav Gamliel, one is allowed to plow the whole year up until Rosh Hashanah.